Sikhay kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikhay along,
bugas na tugtugan
at ating pangkomunidad.
Hali po sa lahat, nandito po tayo sa masayang episode ng Sikhay Kilos, ang programa ng College of Social Work, Community Development, at classmate Hazel.
Hello, classmate Dazzle. Talagang isang napaka mainit na tanghali po sa ating lahat ngayong Friday ng Oktubre.
Okay, we have in our booth now in the DZUP booth at UP Diliman here, the College of Mass Communications. We have, first of all, according to what? To beauty, to age, or to... we have a...
Graduate na ako. Hindi ako classmate.
Hindi ako pwede sa... Ano, according to age eh.
Okay. Anyway, we'd like to inform our listeners.
Yes.
You know, that now we have here in our booth very important... people from our college, no? First of all, we have
VIP.
We were able to make them
pressure
them to come to the booth. First, here on my right, of course, aside from classmate Hazel, we have Professor
Mary Lou Alcide. Ayusin mo pag-pronounce. Mary Lou
Alcide from the Department of Social Work.
Tanghali po sa ating lahat.
Okay, and here on my left, not necessarily according to your ideological position.
Yeah.
No? Okay, we have a Professor Maureen Pagaduan from the Department of Community Development.
Nako, magandang umaga po at sana nagtanghalian na nga kayo.
And of course, we're here today for a no-holds-barred conversation with our Dean, Dean Silvia Estrada Claudio.
Magandang tanghali sa inyong lahat.
Okay, before we wow, it's a little tense. Just relax.
Just relax, classmate. Kasi yes. First time.
First
natin
of all,
ito.
We'd like to welcome you all to our first live video streaming of Sikhay Kilos, our program.
Say hello there.
Okay.
Sa mga fans.
Yes. So, first of all, we'd allow our professors here to say hello to their fan base, no? Especially, first of all, to Ma'am Thelma, who's watching now. Hi, Ma'am.
Hi, Ma'am Thelma. Our one and only fan base.
Ay, hindi, Ma'am. In-announce ko to sa kolehiyo. So, lahat sila ngayon naka-live. Uh-oh. So, expect ka na pagbalik natin, all eyes na sa'yo.
Hi, college. Our... captured audience.
Okay, and we have also the community organizing participants now listening at UP Hotel.
Hello, guests. Napilitan mag-formal ulit. Bisita yun eh.
Okay. Today, our conversation will be about 4 points. No, first, Dean Sylvia Claudio as a person. And second, as her leadership style. Third, her priority programs. And fourth, what about the alumni? So we'd also like to say hello to all our alumni who are tuned in now dito sa ating live video streaming. Okay. First of all, we'd like to introduce our guests. Guests, no? No, our kagalang-galangs here in our booth, no? That's why we also invited Professor Mo and Professor Malu to join the conversation. I said to just relax, it's just like we're eating lunch, no? We're having lunch with our dean here. Okay. For those who are not aware, no? Tama ba yun, classmate Hazel?
Not aware.
Mataas ang consciousness namin, no?
Pero classmate, congratulations to you, ha? Nahatak din natin sila dito live.
Yes, it's that's very difficult, but yes. I don't know. Sige.
Nakiutang na loob na.
Mamaya nga, I forgot because my kodiko is in my phone and my phone is being used as
Facebook Live. Carry mo yan.
Facebook Live, okay. Sige. Anyway, maybe we should start. First of all, thank you to Alicia Keys. That was her song which was playing earlier, no? It's A New Day, ang pangalan ng song na yan. Okay. So
we are in our new day.
Actually, new I dean. Put, I ano, we have a new dean, eh, no? So actually, Dean Guy, we had ako gusto ko yung kay Sting, Brand New Day. Oh, yun si Sting, mayroon siyang maganda. Sige. So who is Sylvia Estrada Claudio? So yun ang sigurong dito sa first part natin as a person.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we all know that she's a medical doctor. She graduated from the UP College of Medicine, and then she finished her PhD in the Department of Psychology here in the UP Diliman too. No. And she had been involved, and she's also one of the founders and the chair of Likaan, which is Linangan ng Kababaihan, which is at the forefront of reproductive health advocacy and work for women's rights. You know. There are many other things, but we might masyadong mahaba. So let's start
ilang
now. Sige.
Pages yung kanyang CV, classmate. No?
She has a singing husband.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yan ang mga importante. Oh, yeah.
And a drummer son.
Yeah.
Ayan. She has 3 sons, no?
Ng mga guwapo lahat.
Yeah. Sige.
Oh, yun na. Yun na yun.
Game. Yun na yan.
Yun ang mas importante.
Yun.
Okay, so yung first question dito sa aking listahan ng nilista is, what do you bring with you as a person into the CSWC deanship?
Sense of humor.
Okay.
At hopefully, di ba? Tsaka, sense it, closer to the microphone.
Lalo na counseling mode lagi yung voice mo. Yep. Dean Guy.
So it's a sense of humor, hopefully, including the ability to laugh at myself. And including hopefully no yung continued sensitivity sa different issues, katayuan, feelings ng iba't ibang sektor ng kolehiyo. So ang nasimula ko na, I plan to talk to every single member of our college. I'm learning so much from just talking to people individually. For example, I haven't talked to her, but I have chismes about you. Chismes about you.
I'm already.
Are you not intrigued what the chismes is? I learned from the chair of our Department of Community Development, Hi Ging Tan Chuling, that certain faculty members, including pala Ma'am Alcide, I have chismes about both of you.
that your political development is very much tied up with the history of the college.
My political, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Of course, that analysis wrong.
During the Marcos dictatorship, you did all sorts of things from the college as a base.
Uy. Secret pa yun. Ano yan,
yan.
Memoir yan.
Yeah. So in other words, there's a...
one on one.
Yeah. Sige, Ma'am Malu might like to also ask.
So maraming iba't ibang klaseng tao, interest sa ating kolehiyo. So at ang panahon ngayon, madaming mga human rights violations, no? So ang kolehiyo kilala bilang isang mapangahas at at pumoposisyon para sa mga mahihirap at mga inaapi. So paano nakikita mo din, guy, na ilolocate ang kolehiyo sa gitna ng nangyayaring mga kagilagilalas at interesanteng pangyayari sa ating lipunan?
Yung una, no, na minsan nakakainis na mataas ang standard mo natin. Kasi yung pwedeng lusot sa ibang tao, lugar, disiplina, hindi pwede sa atin. So, binabanggit ko yan kasi ang college, mataas ang standard natin in terms of equity, justice, social relevance, environment, peace, no? At yung ating puso para dun sa disempowered sectors of society. So, mahaba yung sagot ko, Malu, kasi nung tinatanong niyo what do I bring to the college, part of that is ensuring that yung mga sektor natin sa kolehiyo na institutionally ay hindi kasing powerful. Kasi alam niyo naman tayo, mga faculty, Diyos tayo sa sarili nating ano. To ensure, Diyos at Diyosa, is to ensure na ano, we all do our jobs well, but nobody uses their institutional power over the other person to disempower them further. And that is a continuing concern of all administrators, but it's particularly important that we walk our talk in CSWCD. So that's the first. Pero looking outward, natuwa naman ako na nag-statement na ang ating university council tungkol sa extrajudicial killings. On another personal note, ang pinakamahirap talaga, I'm so political, I cannot shut up on Facebook. Sorry na lang po. hirap na ako. Sa lagay niyan, nag-tone down na ako dun sa mga nagagalit sa akin dahil ang ingay ko pa rin, no? So I'm so happy that the University Council has already taken a position on extrajudicial killings, because I still think this is the primary human rights concern for all of us for this certain period. And if the college can contribute in any way to stopping the killings, then maybe we have done our job and I can rest for the next 3 years if we could only stop the killings tomorrow. No? So, yun yung una. We come from a great, ang lakas ng puhunan natin sa mga ganyan eh. Yung kasaysayan natin, yung disciplinal capacities natin to serve society in its attempts to stay critical, relevant. Yun naman yung hopefulness natin bilang isang kolehiyo.
Oh, sige, segue dito. So, may leading question ako eh.
Sige.
Babawal yun sa research. Anyway, kasi I recently read itong criticism ng human rights rapporteur. Ang pangalan niya?
Si Agnes Callamard.
Yung neoliberal economic strategies, no, sa buong mundo, sa globalization. And then, she equated it to the increased rise in killings.
Mm-mm.
So, being also from the Department of Women and Development, yeah, diba, I was thinking you could also bring into the college really more nuanced understanding of violence against women, as it is connected to also the neoliberal programs as well as to the rising killings, yung rising violence. Because I really think, yung awareness that it's brought to the home, to the individual. Baka, di ba? I'm wishing mas malakas yung kawimenan na ano sa college.
Dalawa yan eh. Always a problem sa women and development. You have to emphasize the particular issues of women. Hindi, gender na. Kasi gender is a bigger concept and concern, and I think a more transformational concept than women as physical beings, di ba? Although that is very much part of gender. But you have to bring those concerns sa discussion, research, classroom, advocacy work. But we cannot be marginalized, no? So it's very difficult. When you talk about when you talk about neoliberal, they'll get some progressive economist person, man, to say, oh, talk about neoliberalism. And then they'll turn to you and say, and what about the women aspect? And you almost want to say, well, that guy, he didn't have gender, so he really wasn't talking about neoliberalism, was he? Can I just take over the whole discussion because I'm the one that's comprehensive, no? So in that sense, you really have to talk about neoliberalism first in the bigger sense, no? Mm. It has disempowered populations, it's disillusioned people, it's brought a lot of poverty and violence to all. And because people do not see good alternatives, they've actually gone step back and elected demagogues and authoritarians and people who are bringing in agendas that should not be acceptable if we're thinking of moving in solidarity towards good solutions. So racism, elitism, they've elected people who are angry, who are making them angry, who are even more dividing the nation. So that's one part, no? But essential to any demagoguery and authoritarian project is the oppression of vulnerable groups. Groups that are defined as weak in society. Kasama na nga ang women, no? Pero marami ibang kasama, LGBTs, minority populations. Minority can mean minority in many ways, religious, racial, senior citizen,
okay,
different abilities. No?
Okay, thank you din, Guy. No? Nag-heat up na yung ating, no? But we're going to go on a break. We'll continue with this interesting discussion. Okay, DZUP is a member of KBP, Kapisanan Mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan! Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, kundi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sa bawat perang dumadaan sa palad mo, nakasisigurado ka bang tama ang itinatago, ibinibigay at tinatanggap mo? Ang katapatan ay isang katangian na nararapat magsimula sa bawat isa sa atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
The crowd in Divisoria, standing, eating cigar spring rolls on the day so long ago. Yellow hair in summer sunshine, darker heads in the gathering rain. They are gone. That day with them in the market long ago. At home they come to me in memory, telling tales of cyber food, passing codes of revolution and recipes of sisterhood. I'll never tempt now yearning absence, how they marked their difference, casting stones from west to east. We have not died, but rest in peace.
Babalik po tayo sa programa ng Sikhay Kilos, ang programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ay si Classmate Rosel, kasama ko si Classmate
Hazel pa rin
at
po.
At yung mga kagalang-galang na guro, yeah. Hindi daw sila classmate.
Kagalang-galang, may kagandahan. Kagalang-galang, kagandahan.
Titingin lang kami, kung sabihin yung kagalang-galang, di rin namin feel that much.
Sige, kasama natin from the Community Development Department, from the Department of Social Work, and from the Office of the Dean. Okay, so earlier we got into Guy as a Dean Guy, hindi Ding Guy na ano, the animal Ding. Dinggay, dingo naman kasi yun eh, sa animals sa Australia. Okay. But we were talking about her as a person, no? What she brings her, that person, into the CSW deanship, and we went into the subject of human rights. So now let's now talk about her leadership style. About your leadership style. What is your leadership style, Ma'am Malu?
Ang leadership style. Kapag hindi naman ako ang topics.
Hindi, para may contrast. Compare and contrast.
Titingnan muna natin ang ating bagong dekana. Ano ang kanyang leadership style?
Okay. Yeah.
Kung ito ba ay autocratic na usong-uso ngayon? O ito ba ay democratic?
Ano nga ba?
Ikaw ba ay femocrat?
Femocrat, di ba?
Republican.
In one sense, kasi napaka-defined na ng universidad kung ano ang trabaho mo eh. From the dean right down to the administrative assistant, di ba? When may TOR ka, ito yung kailangan mong gawin.
Itong contract itong performance assessment mo.
Ito yung organizational
checklist structure, ng indicators,
etc. Ito yung dapat mong klaseng values sa gawain. So sa akin ang there are two, the other thing that makes me more interesting is every structure has an informal structure attached to it, and that or culture, at yan yung maaring maging nakakatulong o hindi. Siyempre, it goes without saying na susundin mo lahat ng rules and regulations, especially if they're protective of kaban ng bayan, karapatan ng manggagawa, karapatan ng mga teacher. Dapat sundin mo lahat yun kung yan yung leadership style. And that one has also to do with certain important things that we have to realize. We are all frontline workers in a certain sense. We deal with the public all the time, whether they're students, whether they're people who just wandered into UP and mistook our college for something else. So we need to keep up a certain standard of marami, pleasant, easily identified, di ba? Walang sigawan, walang sungitan.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world. Accessibility.
Academic leadership.
Oo, pero ang academic leadership, yun yung, ano ba? Yun yung ikinatutuwa ko sa kolehiyo, kasi hindi naman ako talaga taga-kolehiyo. Alam natin yan, no? Pero ang galing pa rin nung ating college of something. I'm not the first dean that's not from the college. It's very important
from the disciplines in the college
that the college proves its openness to multidisciplinary approaches. Kasi may mga deans tayo talaga na katulad ni Dean Inday, ni Dean Amar, yung mga deans before
Guerrero,
na galing sa ibang mga disiplina.
Which is, I mean, very telling is, that our college is an interdisciplinary.
Yeah, which is like hair flip, galing namin, di ba? Ganon, di ba? Kasi that really shows that we can work together, that we're very open to various views, no? So as an academic leader, mahirap maging dean kasi you're leader of everything. Pero as an academic leader, I personally need to really begin to appreciate the disciplines more. Kasi WD ako, yun medyo alam ko na yun. Pero at siyempre, hindi ka naman pwede magtagal sa kolehiyo na hindi mo naiintindihan yung trabaho at prinsipyo at visions ng ibang disciplines. But you need to do that more. And then that's always been the challenge for our particular college. May joke ako dyan eh. Kung gusto mong makita yung mga old established disciplines, tumingin ka sa academic circle. Pero pag nalihis ka na sa academic circle tulad ng college, bago-bago yung disiplinang yan.
At saka and, din, yung ano natin, yung stamp natin is really we're a practice, I don't want to call it applied, we're a practice area of academic work, eh, di ba? So parang, I don't know how the wider world really recognizes and ano makes this like a very significant part of the production of knowledge, of you know, principles and guidelines about how to engage. Hindi yung how to just ano.
There are two things that I think the college needs to also show or take cognizance of. Naniniwala tayo from all our disciplines na wala namang hindi practice na disiplina. Kahit yung pinakapuro na kausap mo lang yung mga chemical reactions sa iyong laboratory, that can be, you know, so isolated, that's still a practice discipline. Especially if UP is a public service university, every single thing we do should be seen as a practice discipline. There's also another, when we say that, that already implies that all knowledge is grounded, contextual. Wala namang hindi ideological, eh, di ba? If you want to use that term. Wala namang knowledge na hindi manggagaling dun sa paniniwala, puso, paninindigan ng taong gumagawa niyan. And I would say that's very obvious sa CSWCD and other practice disciplines is what you call it. But we also need to be, and that's our contribution to old knowledge. You know, we have always, as feminists, social workers, community developers, pointed out that all knowledge is actually contextual, and all knowledge is used in practice towards certain social goals. And so that's the first, no? And that's part of what sometimes we find difficult as a college, kasi hindi nanggagaling yan yung old style academic views na objective ang knowledge, na hindi siya political, still very much prevails.
They've
been doing it ever since they started universities in the Greek society, di ba, in Greece. So that's one of the areas that we really need to work on, that all is practice, but that takes a lot of explaining. But we also need to do the other thing, which is to understand that other disciplines, even if they are all practice disciplines, have very particular canons on how they do things. And it's ano yan eh, no good deed goes unpunished. So we need people to understand this, but we also have to understand people. They're also coming from very different disciplines eh. And then so papaintindi mo at magbibigay ka pa ng dagdag na pag-intindi sa ibang disiplina. Kasi hindi kasing dali eh, for others. Sa atin, napakadali eh.
So parang doon din lumalabas yung pagbabakod eh. Diba? Yung parang...
Turfing.
Yung, yes, this whole thing about turfing. No? Something like, why are you getting into that? No, that's not from your college. You should go to this college instead.
And that's what I mean by we have to understand. Mm. No?
And people have stereotypes also about different colleges.
No? Yeah, for and that. It's a delicate balance kasi meron naman talagang disciplinal expertise ang
definitely.
Mga tao
na
hindi mo naman pwedeng sagasaan na lang at huwag pakinggan. Kailangan mo pang pakinggan.
You have to respect also the time people take.
And not just respect, you have to listen. When someone tells you, I from this discipline think this about this area of expertise, you sit down and you listen.
And you tell them they're wrong.
Oh, okay. But, alam mo, what I discovered about being in the college is we know it all. They should just listen to us, you know?
Parang we integrative yung mga professions.
Oh no, I don't want
that. Hanggang DCUP na lang from 12 to 1. Oh, sige.
Sige. Okay,
Classmate
Malu.
Ay, akala ko si classmate.
Hindi naman masyadong seryoso itong tanong ngayon kay Dingay. O nga, kasi maraming roles na ginagampanan si Dingay. Sabi, pinag-usapan kanina, What do you do at the end of the day? Ang tanong nga,
baka ang mas, dami niyang ginagawa,
tama ang, diba? Baka ang tamang tanong, does your day ever end?
Ayun.
Oh, dahil ikaw ay administrador, ikaw ay guro, counselor, asawa, nanay, aktivista, manunulat,
public servant.
So, does your day ever end?
But that's the profile of all of us, di ba? It's just that I have more work these days in one area, which is the administrative part of all of us. Happy talaga tayo. We've all experienced also being an ordinary professor. It's the best thing in life. I mean, true. That is so privileged, and we are so lucky. And hello, students out there. You should be teachers like us. It's fun. Don't forget, be your true, real nerd, and we'll take you into our college. So, but what do? I read detective.
Does your day ever end?
I read detective novels as if I'm eating potato chips. Next.
Detective novels.
Oo.
Wow.
But and if I
how
have
to get away with murder,
you know, may criminal mind ba? How to understand?
Really,
so you already, in other words, you finished all the Jane Austen novels.
Hindi, ano yon? Ever since yon. Pero ang latest ko, mas trashy pa dyan. Mas trashy din class. Gusto ko yung
like
trashy
na. Like Bridget Jones.
Yung wala nang pinag-iisipan, no? I-Google nyo
Mad Magazine.
I-Google nyo yung female revenge novels.
Mm.
Merong isang tungkol sa isang babaeng nag-mass murderer.
Loba Negra style.
Pinatay niya lahat ng mga rapists. Di ba?
Loba talaga yun.
I can give you the list.
Yeah. So that's really telling our listeners.
And binge-watch TV series. Like everybody else does. Okay. That's a like,
want to be feel normal.
Part of our modern age. Ano ba yung
I learned mga CSI.
Well, updated ako sa Game of Thrones.
Plus the analysis.
Tapos yung Grace and
Girlfriend.
Hindi, Grace and Frankie. Napanood yun.
Si Jane Fonda.
That's Robert Redford.
Exactly. I'm not too ashamed of that.
No,
in the
because
sense.
All of us like Jane Fonda.
At saka, some of the best writing is happening sa TV ngayon. Yung mga series. Kasi nga, para na siyang novela, chapter-chapter na. Hindi na yung napipilitan silang magtapos ng kwento sa isang one-hour episode. Pero it takes hours. Gusto mo, wakas ang kagad yung comic.
Exacto.
Hindi ka naman nagbabasa ng comics dati na walang...
Itutuloy.
Yun lang ang binapanood, yun lang ang binibili mo noon.
Ano ang psychological assessment mo dyan din, Guy?
Ito.
Gusto niya wakasan. Ayaw niya ng delayed gratification.
There's the element of mystery, you know?
Hindi pwede. She doesn't pass the strawberry test ever. Yan na yan.
Expired.
Sa kanila kasi itutuloy.
Gusto ko nga binabasa yung ending bago yung beginning.
Basta wag lang hanggang comics lang yung gusto mong wakasan kaagad. Joke na. So yung X-rated na yung mga pupuntahan natin. Tigilin na
yung
natin.
Yung CSWCD deanship guy is is 3 years, no? So how do you see, like, for example, in these 3 years, how will your, yun na nga, sinasabi nga ni...
Mawakasan yan. Fast forward yan.
In 3 years. No, now, nagsastart pa lang, eh, no? Like, how has your life changed, for example, in terms of your routines, big change ba, or some things you can't do anymore, yung ganun.
On the other hand, yung life ko before this, well, for 1 year I was chair of the department, diba? Before becoming dean. Before you plotted to have become against my better judgment.
Nananahimik lang siya.
Oo, nananahimik ako. Wala akong kinalaman. Okay, hindi naman, syempre. In one sense, I realized it's also nice to have challenges. Kasi nabobore na ako dun sa dati ko palang buhay, hindi ko alam. So, happy naman ako. Magpapasalamat talaga ako sa iyo na binigyan mo kung pagkarami-raming trabaho kayo.
In-excite ka na.
Oo, yan. So, I do my work from 9 to 5, maybe 10 to 6, 9 to 6. And then I close the door and I go home.
The store is closed.
Things. Yeah, the store is closed. Nagsasara naman.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting in many ways kasi I also turned to be a senior this year. Mm. So you're bringing
may card ka na.
Oo, meron na. Oh, happy ka. Treat ko kayo sa ano para magamit ko yung card. You bring to it very different views as you go. Anything, 'di ba? Any new exciting adventure which this is. But you bring to it very different perspectives as you grow older. So, dati naman ako nag-administrador, iba na ang approach ko. And that's nice, di ba? You learn, the best way to approach it is you learn also things about yourself as you're going about your new challenges.
Okay, let's pause for a break. From what you bring with yourself as you face new challenges. Okay, dito na tayo. We're having our one-on-one, four-on-one with Dean Sylvia Estrada Claudio. Let's go for a break first. DZUP 1602 is a member of KBP, Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Halina't kilalanin ang kahalagahan ng wika sa ating mga buhay. Dito sa Ang Wika ng Ina Mo, tuwing Biyernes sa ganap na alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wika ng Ina Mo, tanda na magkapatid tayo. Wika ng Ina Mo, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng Ina Mo, salamin ng pagkatao. Wika ng Ina Mo, magtatakda kung saan tayo.
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako. Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Dear Diary, kanina nakita ko si... Ay mali! Aking pinakamamahal na tao sa buong... Ang pangit! Dear Diary, aking pinakamamahal na Diary Entry Number 1. Mali! Mali, mali, mali!
Sayang, di ba? Mali din magsayang ng papel. Sulitin ang papel para di masayang ang kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Nagbabalik po tayo sa programa ng College of Social Work, Community Development at kasama natin po ang ating pinakamamahal na CSWCD Dean, Dr. Sylvia Estrada Claudio. At kasama po rin natin ang mga bigati na si Professor Marilu Alcid from the Department.
Mary Lou.
I told ya.
pronounce it properly. Or else. Minus 10.
Yes, we would like also to greet.
Hindi mababaw, pero may mga halatang bagay talaga. Diba?
Pinalitan ko
yan. Hindi lamang nang at nang.
Yes.
We'd like to greet Bernie Cervantes. Hello, Bernie, who's listening in now.
Hi, Bernie.
And she wants to ask, hello, please ask Guy if her Sundays will still be sacred now that she is dean.
Ayun.
Kilala ako nung nagtanong.
We have to tell them that Professor... What's her name mo?
Huh?
Si Maureen.
They will miss her. They will see, yes, this element of mystery. That, why are you only four now?
Oh, nawala siya.
Where's that woman that keeps asking nerdy questions?
Yes, we're having a total nerd fest here, right?
Okay.
Oh, sige.
Okay, si Bernie is a person who grew up with many of us, well, at least Dazzle and myself, sa Area 1, UP, talking about who is Dean Guy. Hi there, Wanners. I grew up in Area 1. Parang I should own a little piece of UP na nga. I've been here all my life. Hi, Bernie. So that's why Bernie asked this question. Yes. And the answer is yes. And I just want to pass on to everyone that one of the good tricks that my husband, I, and the kids developed over the years is basta Sunday, family day yan. Mm. So, I passed it on to several other profs and they say they've done it and it really has helped. So, it's far more helpful to new couples, people who are just beginning to establish their families and raise kids, that make sure that no matter how busy you are, make sure na ang linggo sacred yan for the family. Works. Kasi you can be as busy as you like for the rest of the week.
Okay. Sige. Mama Lou has a question kanina during the break.
Oh nga. So, Dean Guy, ano bang mga priority directions mo or policy directions para sa CSWCD?
Dami, no? Kasi I'm conscious a bit of the time, no? In terms of yung academic part.
Tsaka siguro yung alumni.
Internal, no? Yung internal. Gusto ko talagang pag nagka-oras na, kasi matagal ang transition, mahirap din. Pero pag nagka-oras na mag-isip at huminga, yung sinasabi ko nga, tatlo ang functions ng ating faculty, research, teaching, extension. And I really don't think it's a good system that we expect our faculty to be good in all three.
In and a perfect world again.
And that the metrics should always be geared towards the three expertise in the three. It's not even helpful, I think, for the university. Because some people are just better researchers. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should begin to explore rewarding people for what they're really, really good at. We are a university and supposed to be at the highest level of academic excellence. So why punish someone if they're only really, 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 really good at research? Those are the kinds of people that belong in the university. Not of course, people who are really, 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 really good at all three also belong to the university. But the greatest teacher should be here. The greatest researcher should be here. And it's unreasonable to expect
all the three,
no? So internally. Externally, I'm kind of excited for several programs. And I really only have time for one. On Wednesday, I will be presenting already to the Execom of the system our project in the college that we started about 2 years ago. It's called Eat Up or Eat UP, and it's a self-sustaining way of feeding our hungry scholars in the university without stigmatizing them. So the concept is really a social na lugar. If we're even trying for chef-plated meals, where you use an RFID system, you tap. So who knows if you're being given the meal for free or you're paying for it. Mm-hmm. But maraming ang nakakatuwa talaga. Maraming na kaming akong natututunan. 3:1 pa lang profit if you're running a very efficient food restaurant, whatever, or 2:1. So we're hoping that for those who pay, we can then give our people who are hungry in UP more, no? We did our first step being scholars was we did a food security insecurity survey 2 years ago, and depending on how broadly you want to cut food insecurity, but if you want from the severely insecure to the mildly insecure, 60% of UP students. Mm.
And yeah, that's like how many thousands?
Oh, yung severely insecure would be 16-18%. Malaki pa rin, no?
When you say severely insecure, these are the ones that
fish balls and banana cake.
Yes, or hindi na magla-lunch. Hindi na magbreakfast.
You will, kung gusto niyo ng mga nakakaiyak na kwento, di ba? Magbibihis sila ng porma, meron pa silang thermos na parang some tubig. Special tubig doon. Yung pala tap water. And that's what they drink to the day para hindi sila magutom. At parang hindi sila mukhang mahirap na gutom. Mm-hmm. Yan yung mga nakakaiyak na kwento. Mm-hmm. Pag tinanong mo rin, what do you do? Minsan, tinutulugan ko na lang ang gutom ko. Mm-hmm. Nagdadasal na lang. Mas lalo ako naglalakad, nag-exercise kasi nawawala ang gutom.
Nag-exercise, okay, lalo ko magutom nun.
After, di ba? Pero at least for the moment.
Baka siguro para makatulog siya.
And that's the severely, no? Mm-hmm. Dahil tayo ay perfectionist tayo in terms of wanting people to be equal, equally heartbreaking sa akin yung mga kwento na they feel diminished by having to ask relatives.
Mm.
Okay, so this is one of the most important programs, no?
For our alumni.
Five minutes na lang.
Pwede rin tumulong ang alumni dyan.
Pwede, no? Kaya segue, eh. Pero, madali, eh. It's time to come back and give back. Mm-hmm. All of us are aware that a UP education was highly subsidized. And when you talk to our alumni, whether CSWCD alumni yan or others, alam naman nila, eh. Hindi naman as if pinipilipit mo yung kamay.
Na magbigay ka.
Lalo na graduates natin, markado na yan, no? They know that they have to serve. They're quite willing to give back. So the way to address siguro the problem of how we want our alumni to come back to us is to find ways by which they will find it enjoyable, pleasurable, easy to continue to work with their college. Kaya conscious naman kami na minsan pag ang papel lang ng alumni ay magbigay ng pera, which isn't bad.
Resource mobilization.
Which isn't bad. Many alumni like that.
Yes.
And they're willing to do that. And we
scholarship donors tayo.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is make it easy for them to send in that check. They also have to be told, eh, di ba? Uh-huh. Oh, ganito. Mm-hmm. But there are so many other ways we can look at by which they can continue to come back and give life and contribute to the life of our college. Sabi nga ni mo at ni Mary Lou, because we're a practice profession, people continue to grow in their fields as they leave us a college. And they can come back and teach us again and share things with us. May magandang trend, ah. Many of our lecturers are very well-established practitioners.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that kasi bilang din ngayon ako na nagsasign ng kanilang appointment papers.
Kaya nakikita mo na yung mga CV.
Diba? Parang, kilala ko to, galing-galing nito. Buti naman nagtuturo siya sa college. Mm-hmm. So that's a great way, and people don't always have to be lecturers to do that. But we should be able to bring people together and talk about their experiences after work, after graduation, so that also our students can see career options, what their course should be, what their study should be about. Mm-hmm. And our departments can also see kung relevant pa yung ating curriculums dun sa current practice that our graduates are undertaking.
Sige.
Ganun.
Wow. Diba?
Oh, ang bilis ng oras. Possibilities.
We have an exciting possibility. Minutes. Sige. So if you're going to sum up, so yung starting mo na ngayon, so what is the best thing you would like to be remembered as, no, ngayon sa start, kasi we can see it after 3 years, no, as a CSWCD guy?
Pwedeng corny.
Pwedeng corny dapat.
Ang goal, Miss Universe.
Pang Miss Universe.
ako lang, what I would like to do is when I leave, people are not happy to see me leave.
Mm.
But people will be happy enough in the sense that you don't leave such a mess, diba? That they want you to go, diba? Although they should be happy in the sense that in fact maayos, kaya ang pakiramdam ng mga tao ay pwede ka nang umalis kasi you know, hindi ka
magaangan dating,
no? But on the other hand, sa totoo lang, many administrators, they're not missed. In fact, people are really happy to see them go. So in the end, what mahirap yung legacy eh. Pero I would like
pressure, di ba?
Oo. I would like to leave na people naman are happy that I had spent the 3 years and that they're going to be, sorry ha, maganda, tinitingnan ko yung oras. Ang ganda sa UP kasi, kahit gano'ng kataas yung abutin mo, pagkatapos ng termo, babalik ka lang naman sa ordinaryong faculty. So I love that system kasi it keeps you humble. It really then goes to issues of your accountability and your legacy. So at the end of 3 years, I just go back to being an ordinary teacher. And I'd like to go back to the
same... Which
is a happy place.
Unless magpa-renew, ano? Pwede rin naman, di ba?
Sobra na.
Di ba? Option yun, may renewal.
Yes, pwede, pwede.
Wala pa tayo.
Pero sa ngayon, Dinday. Ang ibig mong sabihin niya ng inyong nagmo-motivate sa'yo to go back to being an ordinary teacher.
Because being an ordinary teacher in UP is a very special.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just like to go back to the affection and collegiality of the college. So I better do a good enough job na, you know, pag alis ko sa pagkadin, kakausapin niyo pa rin ako.
Oo naman.
Sana.
Ililibre namin ka. Ililibre ka pa rin namin.
So,
sa eat up.
Libre talaga yun.
Libre. Tayo yung kasama sa nagbabayad. May malibre.
Correct. Sige. With that, no, kulang talaga ang isang oras, as always. No? Mabilis lang talaga siya, pero kulang. Pero thank you very much, Guy, for
sharing. Of you.
Yes.
I hope
this will
not be the last time.
And thank you to all our listeners and viewers since this is our first time to go live streaming on Sikay Kilos. Maraming salamat. DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng mga KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikay Kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.